From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government warplanes struck a rebel-held neighborhood in the center of Homs Sunday. It says at least three people were killed and dozens wounded. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's forces are said to be pushing toward the city of Palmyra, which was overrun by the Islamic State in December. Syrian opposition activist Hamza Manzer emerged from a meeting with United Nations envoy Stefan Mistura to say that the opposition needs to present a united front in upcoming peace talks. Iraqi forces on Sunday pushed deeper into western Mosul, capturing two more city neighborhoods from Islamic State extremists. A full week into a renewed government offensive, military commanders say they are focusing on securing bridges across the Tigris River. Malaysian health authorities say Kim Jong-nam, the slain half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, suffered a very painful death. They say Kim was dead within 20 minutes of being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport February 13th. Police say he died in an ambulance after being smeared by VX nerve agent. Here is Malaysia's health minister.
Because the dosage for this particular agent, which is required to be lethal, is very low, 10 milligrams, and he probably exceeded that amount, so he actually succumbed very fast.
Police have two females in custody, as well as a North Korean man they suspect of being behind that attack. Seven other North Koreans have also been identified as suspects and are wanted for questioning. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is being deployed to the South China Sea. An administration official speaking to the Associated Press declined to comment as to whether the carrier would engage in a freedom of navigation exercise. The action comes at a time when satellite images from the area seem to show that China has almost finished building structures for surface-to-air missiles. Meanwhile, China is sending State Counselor Yang Jiechi to visit Washington. It's the first such visit by a senior Chinese official since President Trump took office. Public opinion polls indicate approval ratings for U.S. President Trump are at a record low for a newly inaugurated president. In the latest survey, NBC News and The Wall Street Journal said Sunday that just 44% of Americans approve of his performance, with 48% saying they disapprove. Two other polls in recent days showed similar results. President Trump says he expects the fight to repeal and replace Obamacare to come up when he meets with the nation's governors Monday in Washington. More than 40 state leaders are in the nation's capital for the annual meeting of the National Governors Association. Mr. Trump drank a toast at a White House dinner for the governors Sunday night. The U.S. Congress returns to Washington this week to confront such issues as health care and a vacancy on the Supreme Court. President Donald Trump plans to make a speech to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. American actor Bill Paxton has died. Lori London reports Paxton's death adds a sad note to tonight's Academy Awards ceremonies.
And then it's gone.
His dozens of movie credits include memorable roles in such blockbusters as Twister, Apollo 13, Titanic, Terminator, and Aliens. A family representative issued a statement Sunday saying Paxton died from complications due to surgery. He was 61. Paxton was currently starring in the CBS drama Training Day, which premiered February 2nd. Lori London, Washington.
South Korea's acting president and prime minister, Hwang Kyo-ahn, has rejected a request by an official team to extend its mandate to investigate the country's current political scandal. Mr. Hwang turned down the request Monday, saying key suspects had already been indicted. He said he did not want an extended investigation to sway a possible presidential election. The Foreign Ministry of the Czech Republic says one of its nationals sentenced to prison in Sudan has been released and sent home. Peter Jasek had received a 20-year prison term for charges that included espionage, charges the Czech government called groundless. Jasek was released during a visit by the Czech foreign minister. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.